Learn an Indian story of the creation next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Many cultures around the world have legends about creation and a great flood that have been handed down from generation to generation in the distant past. Most of these creation and flood stories support the biblical story of creation and the flood. The Wollum Olam is the story of creation and the history of the Delaware Indians. It predates the coming of the white man or Christianity to North America. The Delaware story of creation begins with an all-powerful creator. He began by creating an earth without dry land, and the heavens, including the sun, moon, and stars. After dividing the waters from the land, he made all living things, including the first mother. This world was full of joy and had no sorrow until the snake brought wickedness. It concludes by saying that all this happened beyond the great ocean. The Delaware story of the flood begins with a world filled with evil because of the activity of an evil snake. While the Delaware legend blames the flood on the evil snake, a few were saved through the flood at an island called Nana, a name that is very similar to Noah. While the Wollum Olam is not Genesis, the similarities with Genesis are too many and too exact to be coincidental. 138 similar legends from all over the globe have the same or similar details that they too share with Genesis. This can only be explained by the fact that the Bible is accurate in describing how all cultures have shared this common history together.
To read thousands of short radio scripts like the one you heard today, ask us about our popular line of devotional books, Letting God Create Your Day. Call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.